Psalm 116, The Holy Art of Receiving. Yesterday's psalm mocked idols for having ears that cannot hear. Psalm 116 answers with one of the tenderest lines in Scripture. The living God not only has an ear, he turns it toward us. That small image is everything. The Maker of Heaven stoops like a father bending low to catch the broken speech of a child. No wonder the psalm begins, I love the Lord. Love here is not vague warmth. It is the stunned response of someone who discovered, in the hour of death, that heaven was listening. The psalmist says the Lord preserves the simple. The Hebrew word suggests the open, the unguarded, the person without defences left. That matters. God does not save only the composed, the articulate, or the spiritually impressive. He saves those who have run out of strategy. This psalm is also bracingly honest. I believed, therefore I said. And what follows is not polished testimony, but distressed speech, affliction, alarm, disappointment with people. Paul takes up this line in 2 Corinthians 4:13, which means faith is not silence until we feel better. Faith speaks while trembling. It tells the truth in the dark and keeps speaking toward God. Even return to your rest, my soul, is not sentimental self-care. Trouble had driven the soul out of its home. Grace brings it back. Then comes the psalm's most surprising turn. What will I give to the Lord for all his benefits? We expect repayment. We expect sacrifice, heroic effort, some grand return. But the answer is, I will take the cup of salvation. This is the gospel in miniature. The deepest response to grace is not first to give, but to receive. In Hebrew, it is literally the cup of salvations, as if God's rescues come in layers, one mercy after another. We honour him not by settling the debt, but by lifting what he gives and calling on his name again. So, in ancient Israel, this was public. The psalm likely reflects a thanksgiving offering, a todah, paid in the temple courts before witnesses. Western Christians often make gratitude private and inward. Scripture makes it embodied, spoken, communal. Rescue wants a congregation, emakne. And if, as is very likely, Jesus sang this psalm with the Passover Hallel before Gethsemane, Matthew 26:30, then its words deepen still further. The one who sang of the cup of salvation went out to drink the cup of judgment. That is why verse 15 must not be read cheaply. Precious means weighty, costly. The death of God's saints is never small to him. He defeated death not by explaining it away, but by entering it in Christ. So today, perhaps the truest offering you can bring is open hands. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 115, 5-6, Matthew 26:30, 2 Corinthians 4:13, 1 Corinthians 10:16. Hymn suggestion, I love the Lord, he heard my cries, by Isaac Watts. Prayer. Lord, turn your ear to me again and turn my soul back to its rest. Teach me the humility of receiving, the courage of honest prayer, and the gladness of public thanksgiving. Since Christ has taken the bitter cup for me, help me lift the cup of salvation with worshipful hands. Amen.